Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Think I might try a nude beach this weekend.
Ooh, excuse me?
Huh?
Is there one here in Atlanta?
Come again.
No, there's not. There's not one here, which I wouldn't go to anyway, Burt Show Burt. But my fiance and I are going to Toronto this weekend to celebrate 7 years together. And A, I didn't even know that there was, I know nothing about Toronto, zero. And I picked this place just out of my booty. I'm just like, you know what? Let's go someplace we've never been before. Toronto. Just picked it out of our butt. I had no idea there were beaches in Toronto. Had no idea. You think of Canada, right? You think of cold. No, man.
But they have shoreline there.
They have shoreline. Lots of shoreline. I know nothing about it. So we're going to Niagara Falls. And I floated the idea out to my fiance. Hey, you ever been to a nudist beach? Clothing optional beach? She said no. I'm like, hey, maybe pretty exhilarating. We find a little spot away from everybody and give it a try. So I might try it this weekend.
Okay. You've been to a topless beach though, right? Having traveled to Europe?
In Europe and stuff,
But never a full nudist beach.
And you can always tell the Americans in Europe on a topless beach. Dude's head's on a freaking swivel. Just, oh my God, there are boobs, boobs, boobs! American, American, American. But no, I've never been, never even really thought about it, but it might be something kind of exhilarating.
Yeah.
Exhilarating is a word.
So you did the resort as a bet.
Yeah. I didn't want to, but I did it. I went to a nudist resort, and it's certainly freeing. It's the most freeing feeling I've ever had, but it's frightening, too. It was frightening for me, at least.
Do you have to put sunscreen on your twig and berries?
I haven't Googled it, but I would think you don't want to burn.
I would imagine so.
You don't want a burnt penis.
Yeah, you don't want to burn your wiener.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good.
But you don't want it to sting because you just be careful about your. That's what I'm thinking, right? And for women, too. Like, but you need proper sun protection. But that stuff, if you get it in certain, like in your eyes and stuff like that, it burns. So I would just think, like any crevice, you need to be very careful about where you're applying your sunscreen.
I guess you're right. I didn't even think. I'm not very well prepared for this trip, clearly.
And
it was a spontaneous idea.
You think? And you would have to bend over and put it in your crack in case you decided to go walking down the beach picking up shells. And every time you bend over to pick up a shell, you're exposing your crack, and you don't want your crack to get burned.
You think the sun is going to burn your butthole as you are bent over looking for shells?
Yes, it could. 100% it could.
It's logic.
I mean, come on.
It makes sense.
And you need more than a second to burn your butthole, obviously.
It's might pick up a lot of shells.
You're in control of how many shells you pick up. You guys are idiots.
Listen, I get lost in thought, and I love shell seeking when I'm on the beach, and I could totally see that happening.
Can your butthole get burned?
Yes, don't you remember when those people were like, it was like this new age, like frou-frou thing, and they were shunning they were shunning their nether regions to the sun,
right.
And one dude, like, yes, it never sees sun, so it's going to take 2.2 seconds for you to burn it.
There is a famous clothing optional beach in San Diego called Black's Beach that you really have to hike a long way to get to, so as, you know, a horny sophomore, me and my friends went down there to check it all out, right? And there was everybody on that beach that was naked. It was not worth the hike. It is not like they make it out in the movies at all.
Not what you would Google?
What's that?
Not something that you would have Googled?
No.
Yeah, it's real people instead of supermodels and magazines.
I know. The movies make it look so much better. All right, so email going into the weekend. She has concerns about her best friend's boyfriend and wants to give her best friend an ultimatum. It's him or it is me.
I'm stuck in an incredibly difficult situation with my best friend, and I'm desperate for some outside perspective. My best friend recently started dating a guy who I have serious concerns about. He's made condescending remarks toward me and towards others while around me. He also comes across as controlling, and I've seen red flags for aggressive behavior. I tried to talk to her about my concerns, but she just dismissed them and said I was overreacting. A mutual friend, who also agrees, told me that my friend told her I was just jealous. Jealous is definitely not what I am. My instincts keep telling me that something's off. Not only am I worried for my best friend, but I also can't stand to be around this guy. She insists that he comes to everything. If he can't come, she rarely does either. The few times I'm around her without him, she talks about him constantly. I feel like I'm losing my best friend. I'm considering giving her an ultimatum. It's either him or me, but I'm terrified she may choose him. I don't want to be that person who makes her choose, but I don't know how else to handle this situation. Thank you so much for reading. Please let me know what you think.
All right, so I don't want to sound harsh here, but freaking how old are you? What are you, like a freshman in high school? I mean, come on.
There's no reason for you to be terrified that, you know, she might choose him. She's going to choose him.
They always do.
If you give your friend an ultimatum, she's going to choose him. She's already accused you of being jealous as to why you talk smack about him. So what's the point?
Yeah, if I'm her, I would choose him simply off of the fact that you claim to be my friend and you're giving me this kind of ultimatum.
Right, right.
I don't even see how, as a friend, you would put another friend in that type of situation. Yeah, I don't understand this at all.
I'm going to assume she's in her 20s, and I have to say the worst and hardest part about being in a girl group at this age is having to pretend that you like your friends' boyfriends and fiancés. It's the worst because they always suck, and you always tell them to break up with them, and they never do. that's what I do all the time. So you know what? Do not give her the ultimatum. She's going to choose him every time.
There's no scenario where this ends well. You're just going to have to suck this one up. Do not say anything.
You're on The Burt Show.